Thank you for joining us on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast, where we talk to entrepreneurs, high-level executives, and overall just people that are working their butt off to make a great living for themselves. In this, what we do is we examine their journey, their ups, their downs, their transitions, and also how to remain great spouses and loving parents while managing a full daily schedule. Thank you so much, and I hope you get tons of value out of your time with us.
It's kind of a couple of two or three things that people ask is, the first thing that it's kind of funny is people always go, how do you help me get rid of this? And they grab their belly or they grab their legs or grab their butt or something like that. And so I then transition into telling them about food and how, with what I do with the meal planning and the catering and the meal prep and all those different things that we're involved in, the things we've been involved in the past, is I kind of go into what we do into a deeper extent. And so they always ask, how do you help me get rid of this? And I always ask, what are you exercising? Tell me about how you eat on a daily basis. And everybody always dresses it up a little bit more than better than what they actually do. Okay. And then I always tell people to take a food log for 3 days just to see exactly. So if it's one M&M, document one M&M you ate, so and so and so and so. So I always tell, that's one of the first questions. The second thing is what do I need to be eating? And I love to tell people what they need to be eating because I feel like if the simpler it is, the better they're going to be. Don't try to make things that you're super uncomfortable with to start off with. What we need to eat is real food. If it has one ingredient, let's eat it. Meat, vegetables, fish, fruits, all those different types of things. Not try to avoid as most of the processed stuff as possible. So they always ask me about how do they lose weight? People always ask what I need to be eating. And then people figure out my background, that I have a CrossFit background. And they always ask, do I need to be doing CrossFit? The answer is no, you don't have to. For us, I know it works. I know that the CrossFit methodology works. And so you don't necessarily have to do it. I think depending upon your physical activity, no matter what that is, you got to be doing something exercise-wise. So people that are really, really overweight, I tell them walk for 10 minutes. I have dealt with the highest level athlete out there, some of the fittest people in the world, and their exercise level is a lot different than I had one client who weighed over 600 pounds who we literally had to carry a chair as he walked from the front door to the mailbox. So everyone's activity level is different. What you have to figure out is what you enjoy to a certain extent. No one loves exercising all the time, but you got to figure out what you enjoy and also what you can be pretty decent at. Are you a runner? Are you a weightlifter? Are you like step aerobics or like classes, whatever it is? You got to figure out what you do. So to answer that question is, do you have to do CrossFit? Absolutely not. Is it recommended? Yes, it is. I feel like it's a great methodology for so many people to get results, whether you're 15, 16, 17 years old. I know 75, 80-year-old people that practice CrossFit that get results.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had as much fun as I did in this interview. We would love to hear your input and who you would like for us to interview on the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. Also, we would love it if you would give us a review and a rating. What that does for us is it helps us so much in our business and so much with the Entrepreneur Dad podcast. If you have any suggestions or would just like to ask a question in general, please email us, thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. That's thomas@theentrepreneurdad.com. Thank you so much. We look forward to serving you.